Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
And so you see this again and again, this David Goliath thing and this turnaround in the war that really was remarkable. But at the base of all that was really the American worldview.
Historian Rod Gregg on Focus on the Family Minute.
The American worldview was Judeo-Christian, the biblical worldview. It affected and shaped everything in the way that Americans thought and acted and responded to all of this. And so it's a remarkable revolution when you think about it in contrast, say, to the French Revolution that occurred at the same time, where it was really a bloody revolution against all authority, even Christianity. But the American Revolution was a revolution of law, in the fact that Americans believed that Parliament, and later they believed the King as well, were usurping God-given or inalienable rights.
More about Independence Day at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, the rest of the story. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and the baby is crying. Daddy rubs the sleep from his eyes. It's his night. It's his turn to change the diapers. Daddy is Dr. Michael Coates of Charlottesville, Virginia. The baby is a little girl, Michelle, only weeks in this world. Mike's eyes have almost focused. Now they can see the luminous hands on the bedside clock, 3:01 a.m. Mike groans. Newborn Michelle is wailing more piteously than ever. Daddy is coming, says Mike, and he gropes in the darkness for the light switch and shuffles toward Michelle's crib. Mike and his wife, Frederica, had made a decision regarding the care of this, their third child, cloth diapers only. Sound frivolous? Well, now the Coates' first two children, girls, also pre-potty trained on disposables, throwaway paper diapers, and Mike had said all along that he suspected a relationship between those paper products and diaper rash. So Mike and Frederica began asking around, and they didn't like the answers. They did learn of instances in which infants had actually swallowed plastic tabs torn from disposable diapers. They learned that coarse pulp used for better absorbency sometimes splinters, embedding in babies' skin. And there was another disadvantage to the throwaways. They were expensive, much more so, at least, than ordinary old-fashioned cloth diapers. So just before Michelle was born, Mike and Frederica decided their third child would use cloth diapers only. Frederica confirmed their commitment by purchasing 5 dozen cloth diapers. And she left them waiting on the changing table at home for when she returned from the hospital. And Michelle arrived. And now there was her daddy, 3-something in the morning, 2/3 asleep, grappling for the first time in his life with a squirming newborn and a cloth diaper and a pair of sharp safety pins. That struggle continued for an interminable time before Mike surrendered in frustration. He announced then and there, "I cannot, I will not be subjected to this sort of thing in the middle of the night." And then Frederica woke up just as Mike made his final declaration, back to disposable diapers. And now you've heard the story of a 10-thumbs husband. Much ado about nothing? Well, not exactly. Especially to those of us unfamiliar with such parental hardships of late. You see, in the weeks and the months ahead, you're going to be hearing about an old diaper with a new twist. You're going to be hearing that there are now washable cotton diapers on the market, but with fasteners made of Velcro, the material that clings to itself. No more safety pins. And you're going to be told that this revolutionary so-called diaper safe system, the latest thing on the market, was invented in 1979 by a housewife in Charlottesville, Virginia, a young woman named Frederica Coates. And whoever tells you, you now will be able to tell in turn about the husband with 10 thumbs whose frustration inspired the invention, because now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. My name's Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen Veeley, who's out on assignment today with Cal Coast News. I'd go check it out. There's some good stories up over there. And, you know, there's no paywall like some of the other newspapers here. So you can get right on. You can look at the online stories without spending any money. But we're going to go into a little bit of insurance talk with Jillian Dickey. And I said her name wrong when we were sitting here talking, so I apologize. Not on air,
Julianne.
I called her Julianne on accident. I was like, it's my gender dysphoria. I don't know. Anyway.
My nickname is Jules, so Jules. Most people call me Jules, but right. Julianne is my formal name.
And she's with We Care Medical. And
We Care Medicare.
We Care Medicare. Oh, you're right. I'm just messing up today, aren't I? tell us a little bit. What do you do? What does your company do? How do you help the public?
Okay. Well, thanks, Eric, for having me on. I'm Julianne Dickey, and my company is called We Care Medicare. And I came up with that because, you know, my mom, she was a very, very caring woman, and she taught me that caring about people is really the only key to success. I moved here 25 years ago to go to Cal Poly. Landscape architecture was my degree.
And somehow you made it into the insurance world?
You know, after about 5 years of doing it, I am an entrepreneur. I am a saleswoman. I realized that I was always selling myself, even when I sold an incredible landscape design. But I just grew tired of drawing and figuring out what people wanted in terms of their landscape. Call it the going back to the drawing board syndrome. You know, you hand them a design and then they
say...
Well,
I'm surprised you just didn't go into underwriting. You already could draft. You could have just went to underwriting.
Anyways, I chose to go outside my comfort zone. And when I interviewed with this company, I just realized that caring for people is really the only thing that I want to do in life. And if I know something, that's even better. Add nice. To the knowledge.
Right.
And so.
How long have you been doing it?
15 years.
15 years. So you know something. I would hope you do.
You know, Medicare is very confusing.
It is.
It took me, and I'll be honest, I mean, I consider myself a learned person. It took me about 2 years to fully understand it. So now I'm an expert. There is no question that I can't answer when it has to do with Medicare and, you know, what's going on day to day.
So what, okay, let's just get into the brass tacks of it all. So what kind of plans are you selling? What are you specializing in? And then maybe an explanation, because there's a handful of different plans you can go with. And I don't want to go into like every A, B, C, D, F, G, but you know, there are different plans. There's different things people should be looking at. So maybe we take those kind of step by step and kind of show people what you do and maybe answer some of my questions, and hopefully they're the same ones the audience is wondering about. And I will say, You know, at any point, I think in this conversation, a lot of times I try to wait to take calls in the second half an hour. But I think with this kind of information, this, you know, if we hit a subject and somebody has a question, I want them to call in and ask. So again, the phone number is 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can text your questions in too to the same number. And yeah, let's kind of start with what insurances you're selling.
Well, I'm selling Medicare is for people who are 65 and older. It's also for people who are on disability. and my website is called WeCareMedicarePlans.com. I am a broker. I represent every company that is under the sun. So what I do is about education. I educate, I guide, I support my clients. And Medicare isn't a one-size-fits-all. It is not a one-and-done. When you first turn 65, and you know what? The full Social Security age now is 67 and three quarters. So a lot of people continue to work past 65. You may get your Part A just to be in the system with Social Security. But then when you finally do retire, then you get your Part B, and it acts like you just turned 65. And what that means is that it opens you up for a enrollment period when you first turn 65 or retire at whatever age you are at your full Social Security. And it allows you to get any what would be a fully underwritten policy otherwise with no health questions asked. You can get the best plan out there with no health questions asked. So it's considered guaranteed issue. And I help people decide when I'm listening to somebody and their needs with their medical needs or what they're going through, how many doctors they have. I have a filter in my mind. And, you know, maybe something at the beginning of your journey with Medicare is not something that it continues. And every year I go through, it is during the open enrollment time, which is October 15th through December 7th, that I get together with all my clients or at least talk on the phone, say what's going on for this year. You know, have you had any increases in your drug plan, which we can talk about the differences of that too. But, you know, year to year, my clients and I become, we have a relationship that lasts for, well, I've had some clients for 15 years since I started.
Right.
Because they really appreciate my, you know.
And I think it is important, you know, I mean, I sold insurance. I did not specialize in this, but I've sold a few plans like this. And a lot of it, you know, say your medications change. You know, every plan, you know, within that donut hole, whatever it is, it could cover something. It might not. You might need to, you know, just having that once a year to say, hey, here's what's changed with me.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to do? And you can, you know, when you sit down with somebody like yourself, they can say, oh my gosh, yeah, we got to get you out of this plan. We got to get over here.
Last year marked the end of the donut hole.
Okay.
2024 was the first year that they implement, or I'm sorry, 2025 was the first year that they implemented the cap to how much you would spend. Mm-hmm. Last year it was $2,000, so they capped it. People okay. were spending their entire retirements on their drug plans. My right. dad was one of them, had 19 medications, and it was he would spend sometimes $17,000 in a given year. So last year it was put a stop to, which is great. It has saved my clients so much money. This year the cap is $2,100.
Okay.
So that means that you're not going to spend more than $2,100 on your co-pays. That's not your premium. And so in terms of the drug plans, there's 32 drug plans to choose from. I help my clients understand which ones cover their drugs the best. And it's confusing. And so, and it changes year to year as well.
Well, I imagine. And yeah, that's why I'm, you know, the point I guess I'm trying to make is it is good if you have an agent to go talk to them once a year. And just let and come there with what changed with you and
exactly.
what your needs are, just even to refresh their memory.
Yeah.
And I guess so. The other thing is, say we have open enrollment, then you have people turning 65 or 67 that might be getting in outside of open enrollment. Is if
yeah,
you move,
that's their initial enrollment period.
So, what about if I move here from Orange County? Can I change my plan or is that not?
That's a great question. Yes, whenever you move from zip code to zip code or from county to county, really, the plans change. Mm-hmm. And so they allow you 63 days of a special enrollment period to find out which plan in that area is going to work for you.
Okay, so that's something if you're listening, you're moving, then you should probably take it into account because it might not cover your doctors or it might not.
Absolutely. Even yeah. from San Luis Obispo County to Santa Barbara County, completely different options.
Right.
Completely and, you know, with Medicare, there's really only two types, two paths that you can take. One of them is staying on original Medicare and getting a supplemental plan, which there's many plans to choose from in that category. But they have a premium, a higher premium, and it is based on your age. So it goes up every year. And that's what people don't really, you know, when they have somebody like me, there's something called the California birthday rule that applies to people who are on, who have a Medicare supplement. You can change 30 days from your birthday with no health questions asked. So I help my clients save on that premium raise year to year. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but, and then there's Medicare Advantage, and those are HMOs and PPOs. I represent every county, every company in the county. And that has to do with networks of doctors. So yes, that does have to do with which hospital you're closest to, which doctors are available to you. And it's a little bit more restrictive, but generally speaking, they're lower premiums. And so, you know, when I meet with someone and they say, I never go to the doctor, I'm on no medications, an HMO might be perfectly fine for them because that's not their focus. So other people I meet with have multiple doctors. They have multiple things that they're trying to work on. And so maybe they pay a little bit higher premium so that they can go to any doctor they want that accepts Medicare. So that's really it may be a higher premium, but it allows you to go to any doctor that accepts Medicare across the country.
And we did have a question, and that basically was, what's the difference between original Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and the Medigap plans? In basic, simple English is what the question was.
Well, original Medicare, when you're on original Medicare, it allows you to go to any doctor that accepts Medicare, which is 99.9% of doctors and hospitals. And then the Medigap covers all the gaps that Medicare doesn't cover. So when you're on a Medigap plan or supplemental plan, they are letter, a G plan, for example, or an F plan, they cover the gaps. And then you have a separate Part D, and you have to have basically three cards in your wallet. When you go to a Medicare Advantage plan, you kind of put your Medicare card away because the Medicare Advantage plan is now your primary. So with an HMO or a PPO, your Medicare Advantage plan is your primary. And Medicare, it's not that it's not there because you still have to pay the premium for it. But and it will kick in if you need it to. But generally speaking, when you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, they're taking care of you.
Okay. And then, you know, I want to get into a few other things. But the first question I kind of wanted to ask, and I skipped that one because somebody texted in, is for somebody that's turning the age, whether it's 65, in between 65 and 67, what do you think the biggest mistakes you see are when people just go out and try to do it on their own?
They call an 800 number that doesn't understand our particular area. I mean, with my knowledge, you can say a doctor's name and I will know what network they're in, what hospital they're affiliated with. That's just part of my job. So when you call into an 800 number, you know, or even call 1-800-MEDICARE and get your options, they're not going to do for you what I do for you.
Right.
I will do cost comparisons with pharmacies, for example. That's something that nobody knows how to do. It's within my scope.
And we do have a call. Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in the Sound Off.
Yeah, I had a comment. I recently turned 65 and went through the whole process. And I think one of the key things to emphasize is that you can always go down, but you can never go up in coverage. So what I have is the $203 a month for Medicare Part B, and then another $151 for Medigap coverage. You can go from Medigap down to Medicare Advantage. You can never go back up.
Okay.
And so the key thing when you first signing up is go for, you know, Part G coverage. Because if you decide, well, I qualify for low income something, or I don't have the $150 a month, you know, the Medicare Advantage is basically a wash. You know, it's zero. But a lot of doctors don't like it.
Right. I will just say one thing, that if you, and I agree with you, that if when you turn 65, because the G plan, like what you're talking about, is fully underwritten outside of an enrollment period, like when you turn 65, it's great coverage. And it is expensive, the $150 a month. But when you do try out, if you ever do try out a Medicare Advantage plan, the government gives you 1 year. It's called the 12-month rule. And you can, let's just say this open enrollment, you decide to try out an HMO or a Medicare Advantage plan. You have from January 1 till December 31st of that year to say, you know what, this isn't working for me. And you go back to what you had, your Plan G with whatever company you were with and your Part D. And that is something called the first year rule or the 12-month rule. And that allows you just a full year to try out a Medicare Advantage plan. And I just want to give you that because a lot of people are afraid that they can't go back, but that's not true. And when you allow that 12-month period, I've had clients try it out. They say, you know what, this isn't working for me, and I'll put them back in their G plan or F plan or whatever letter it is. N plan is also another Medigap plan. And it's no health questions asked. It's no questions asked whatsoever. So just so you know, that is a first-year rule.
Yeah, I did not know that when I went through the counseling. You know, I researched it, and it was very complicated. And also in San Luis Obispo County, there are very few options compared to, say, Santa Barbara County. I went and saw the high-cap guy in Santa Maria. And when he said, oh, you're in San Luis, it's like, well, that's a whole different story.
All righty, yeah. Sir, we're going to have to go to break, but thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. And we will be right back with more Sound Off. We're going to, I think, kind of discuss some of these plans a little bit in the side-by-side comparison that maybe you should be looking at. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending the shortened holiday trading week mixed after the June jobs report pointed to slower than expected growth in the labor market. The Dow notching its 20th record close of the year, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped, weighed down by chip stocks. 57,000 new jobs were added in June, well below forecasts, while the unemployment rate ticked lower to 4.2%. The weak job gains are cooling rate hike expectations. And the Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mostly lower, led by Tesla and Meta. Semiconductors extending their steep losses, with chip equipment makers coming under pressure. However, software stocks popped as investors rotate out of chips. The Dow winners, Apple, Amgen, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Nvidia. The Dow up 595 points. The Nasdaq lower by 207. S&P 500 was flat. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-9975. 5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We are talking Medicare and, kind of in regards to the last caller, and we were talking about this a little bit before the break, is having somebody, a local agent, that can guide you through your plan options. Because there's, there are 800 numbers. There's a lot of websites out there. You might talk to somebody in New York, and what are they going to know about San Luis Obispo County?
Yeah.
And I think with any kind of insurance, I mean, I was an agent. I mostly did medical, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. I didn't specialize in Medicare at all. I sold a few policies just because policies every once in a while. But I always had help with that. I had a mentor on that side. I'd call him, make sure my people got in the right. And one thing I knew is, like, especially with life insurance, et cetera, when you have a broker or you have an agent you're working with, at any point during the year, you can call that person.
Oh, yeah.
And get personal care. I think people don't realize that. So if you're having a problem with whatever it may be, you're also there to help solve those problems and to try to make sure at the beginning, and that's what I want to go into these plan options and literally go in with somebody local, because that's where I think you have to go on any kind of insurance, Medicare, straight insurance, whatever it may be. I think you should be talking to somebody local because they know how it works here.
And I answer my phone and I get back to you within 24 hours. Right. And that's what my clients really love.
Right.
That I'm a local resource, and let's say they've been on a Medigap plan and it raises their premium, and they call me and say, is there any options here? And as I said before, the 30-day birthday rule allows you to switch from company to company just to save on that premium raise.
Right.
And only I know about that.
Right.
I study every company and what they're doing and how they're improving or how they're increasing.
Anyways. Right. And you have, those network reviews where, we were talking about this during the break, something can change, and what was your plan that used to cover everything could cover nothing.
Absolutely.
We do have a call. Thanks for calling in the Sound Off.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Since it's, 250th birthday of America, I was going to try to raise the issue of Medicare as something that the founding fathers would have supported. They were very opposed to colony economics, that all of the money of town was being sucked over to London, or it was being sucked to the, to the corporate headquarters. And when you start looking at the big HMOs, they've got corporate headquarters that are not in town. They're somewhere else. And as I understand it, the big HMOs basically charge as high as 36% administrative fees. And whereas Blue Cross, I think Blue Cross started at about something less than 1% administrative fees. And the current Medicare Medicare and Medicaid are in the 1.5% range. So the whole idea of colony economics with the big HMOs, Medicare, Medicaid are basically something the founding fathers would support. Local money, local investment, local jobs.
I think you're onto something there, sir.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, sir. We're going to keep rolling with this conversation, but we appreciate the input.
Yeah, thanks.
So, I don't want to class people or anything like that, but I think there is, something that you might help with is, like, I think there's better fits. There's people that need Medicare Advantage that would be a better fit. There's Medigaps, and how do you go about when you're talking to people? And I think the best idea is to have them come meet with you. But
absolutely,
just to give
education
people
is my primary goal.
Right,
absolutely. And but some things about a Medicare Advantage plan that people typically they all have is dental, vision, hearing. That's something that most of them include. They do change year to year, though. So maybe you'll have a big dental one year, and then the next year it goes away. These are things that I keep up on. They come with gym memberships. They also come with over-the-counter benefits. These are little gift cards that they give you, but sometimes they're over $100 a month that they can give you money for to just go spend in a pharmacy. And, you know, some people think, oh, well, that's not that big of a deal. Well, I wish I didn't have to spend money on toothpaste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of gym memberships and different things.
That'd be like, nice.
You know, a lot of these come with, what is it, the silver sneakers, et cetera.
Yes,
and
you can, absolutely. You
know, and there's actually some great gyms in this county that take that.
Oh, yeah. Kennedy, so, you know, yeah, accepts primarily one HMO in the county. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. but, you know, they also include, yes, prior authorizations is something that most Medicare Advantage plans have, and what's called a max out-of-pocket. So you may have co-pays along the way, but every single Medicare Advantage plan has a maximum that you can spend within a given year. And that kind of is like your insurance that you know that you're not going to spend
right.
that much.
Right, yeah.
You know, even if you have a tough year.
And we do have a call. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good afternoon. So I have a Blue Cross plan. It's not an Advantage plan, mm-hmm. And it's expensive. There's no question about it. But a long time ago, I made the decision because I did the research, and I've been on this for about 12, 13 years now. And I did the research, and it's my opinion that an Advantage plan, and if you look during open enrollment, if you're paying any attention on your television at all, they're all pushing the Advantage plans. Humana is a great one for pushing their Advantage plans. And I also know that agents make money on it selling Advantage plans where they don't so much on the gap plans, the supplement plans. So there's always the push for that. That's, I'm not trying to offend you. That's just fact.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but I look at the Advantage plans as socialized medicine. That's exactly what this country is leaning towards. They're keeping us broke, you know, by accelerating costs in everything we do. So people switch over from their good medical plan to an Advantage plan because of cost. But I will tell you that there are doctors here, particularly in the North County, who want no part of an Advantage plan. And that's why, and a lot of doctors down in San Luis, they're the same way. So when you talk about the different plans, you can talk about the advantages that the plans have, like dental and drugs and buying toothpaste and all of that, but you really have to ask yourself, what is the quality of health care that you're looking for, and are you going to get it if you're on an Advantage plan?
Yeah.
And I think one of the things we were talking about earlier is actually having the discussion, having an agent that can tell you, you know, because some of the doctors, if nobody, you know, you can get the best plan in the world, but if nobody takes it in your county, it's worthless.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think that's the one thing, go check. You know, when I was doing it, you would make sure because some prescription drugs are cheaper on other plans, some aren't. We used to go through that whole thing. What drugs are you taking? What's this? What's that? And every year you'd go through that and be like, okay, this plan's no good. We're going to move you over to here.
Yeah, and I just want to say that the California birthday rule, that 30-day birthday rule that is really only in California, and it's only in like five other states. A lot of other states, when you're in a gap plan or a Medicare supplement plan, you're in that plan if you can't answer health questions. 90% of my clients cannot answer health questions. And so the 30-day birthday rule ends up being a really convenient way to switch from one company to another just to save on that premium raise. But the plan itself is identical. They made a stop to any differences between one G plan to another G plan, whether it be Blue Shield or Anthem or, you know, Cigna, it doesn't matter, Mutual of Omaha. They have to cover the exact same things.
Can charge, the premiums are different or can be different, but the plan must, by law, as you said, must be the exact same thing. They must offer the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
And the difficulty comes, again, when you have someone who's been on an Advantage plan and that's not working for them or their doctors are not on it and they can't find wherever it is they want to go and what they want to do and they try to switch to Medigap plan, good luck.
Yeah. Well,
so thing.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Sure. Thank you.
And you know, going into that, you know, cost. So, you know, there's a lot of different people that are just like, oh, well, I'm going to get the cheapest or I'm going to get the most expensive. And that's sometimes the biggest factor when people buy insurance, which is unfortunate, you know, and that's why you really want to go to an agent because they can tell you, well, the most expensive, here's the benefit you get. The benefit is negligible sometimes. Sometimes it's like you're going to save on this one thing $1,000, but you're going to pay $1,500 to have that better insurance for the year. You know, I mean, there's stuff like that. And on the cheapest side, you go, you know, and I saw this all the time when, you know, people would come in and buy a health policy from me and they'd be like, well, this isn't covered and this isn't. Well, you bought the cheapest plan. I tried to tell you that. And you're like, insurance is insurance. And it's like, no, it's not, you know? And so you're wondering what the runaround is. And I think, you know, that's really what you're here for. And I'm going to keep driving that in because there are little things that, especially on all the Part D, Part whatever, there's some of it is negligible. Some of it you can actually save money by going a plan down. Or at least it was when I sold insurance. I don't know if that still holds up or not, but sometimes, you know, what you pay extra for a very small benefit, it doesn't pay for itself.
Yeah.
So having an agent like yourself to go in there and look at it and say, well, here's the savings, here's the expense, what do you want to do? I mean, I think, for me, I always left it up to the holder, but you want to paint that picture.
Yeah, and everybody's situation is different. I help a lot of veterans. Thank you for your service. Just want to say that veterans have a special, unique option. They have their own pharmacy typically, so they don't need to get a Part D plan if you are a veteran. I help guide my clients, and especially when you've done your service and which plans are out there. Some of them give back a large portion of their Part B premium, which I think is wonderful. And yeah, it's, you know, the difference between the Medigap plans and the Medicare Advantage plans are drastic. And I agree that, you know, you pay a higher premium, but it allows you to go to any doctor who accepts Medicare because Medicare is your primary and the secondary is your Medigap plan. And even with that, as you said, the Part D, the drug plan, changes drastically every year. They can legally raise their premium. I've seen premiums go from $5 a month to $115 a month. And if you don't catch it, you're just wasting money. And they might not even actually cover your drug year to year.
Right.
So they can have it on the formulary 1 year, and then the next year, if you don't look at it, or you know, if you don't even have someone in your corner who can help you look at it, then you might be in the wrong plan for the next year. A lot of people are like, hey, it's working fine this year. I don't need to change anything. And then I tell them, well, did you know that the premium's raising $50 a month or $100 a month or whatever? And then they say, oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's part of what my service is about.
And real quick, like, how do people get a hold of you? Just so you, I don't even know if we went over that yet.
But. Well, I'm WeCareMedicarePlans.com. You can go on my website, you can fill out a little form, or it has my email address, and my phone number is 805-441-9093, and my email address is support@wecaremedicareplans.com.
All right, yeah, so we always want to get that out there, and then was there any big changes this year or anything coming up that people might need to know about that you see on the horizon, whether it's prescription, drug coverage, or whatever that's happening?
That's drastic year to year. The changes on that is drastic year to year. We don't know as Medicare agents. We kind of, you know, sit with our thumbs twiddling when it comes to closer to October because they release on October 1st the new plans. They release the new Medicare premium. They release the new Medicare deductible, which is the Part B deductible. This year, it's $283. So if those people who are on a G plan, that's your only gap is the $283 yearly deductible, then it's 100% and it acts just like the F plan. The F is in Frank plan,
right,
which you can only get if you were born 1955 and below. So in 2020, there was a huge shift that kind of got rid of the F plan. But if you're of that age, you can still grandfather into that plan. And then now the people turning 65, the G plan is, in my opinion, the next best to the F plan because it only has that yearly deductible. But as I said, those things are released, what the Medicare premium is. This year, it's $202.90 for the average person. That is based on your income. So some people pay more given their actual income bracket. But the maximum that you could pay is $689 a month.
Okay. All right. Well, we have one more segment to go here, and we'll be right back after these commercial messages. I hope you'll stay tuned.
Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
And we are back with Sound Off. We're talking all things Medicare. And if you have any questions, comments, we need to hear from you now because we're in the last segment. We'll be wrapping up in about 11 minutes. So if you have those questions, comments, concerns, we'd love to hear them. And we've gone over some of this, but I want to reiterate. And I've had this asked to me before. I think people are going to like poo-poo the question because some people know it backwards and forwards. Some people don't. But, can you change your Medicare coverage after your health changes?
Absolutely. The 30-day birthday window is, I just can't emphasize that enough, right. That in California, that rule exists. You can actually contact an agent like me 30 days before your birthday, and then it has to start after your birthday.
Right.
So you want to give that time.
But you're lined up.
You're lined up. And you save on the age, just like with life insurance, which I also do. It's based on your age. And so is Medigap insurance. So if you get the coverage that's 30 days before your birthday, you save on that age. if you do it after your birthday, it will increase the premium. So it's always worth it to do a look 30 days before your birthday.
And then, you know, I just want to go through some bullet points real quick. So what are the enrollment deadlines that people absolutely need to know to avoid penalties?
Oh, okay. So you have, they give you 6 months after your 65th birthday to get into a Medigap plan, but actually you only have 3 months for the Part D. So what I consider to be a 6 month window, it really is shortened into a 3 month window because you want to make sure you have that Part D in place 3 months from your birthday.
Okay.
Okay. And then, yeah, another, enrollment period that we didn't discuss is a kind of a newer enrollment period, and it's only with people who are on a Medicare Advantage plan. It starts on January 1 and ends on March 31st. It's called general enrollment period. So if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can actually continue to look after the open enrollment plan, or the open enrollment ends, which is December 7th. And you can look and see if there's another Advantage plan that might work better for you.
Okay.
So that three-month window is pretty big.
And then, okay, so we've talked about premiums. You know, there's high, there's low. What if you find yourself in a position, you know, you're retiring, you have a very limited income. Is there any programs that help you with any of this stuff, prescription drugs, et cetera, that you know of?
Yes, there is low income subsidy, LIS is the name of that. And that is through Social Security that you can apply. And I recommend that everybody apply for it just to see what programs and what, based on your income level, you can get, you know, LIS is the big one, low income subsidy.
Okay. And that's probably, you know, a lot of people don't plan for their retirement, unfortunately. And you get there and you're like, whoa, you know.
Yeah,
Social Security only goes so far, you know.
People are worried about the penalties, but if you've had credible coverage and you've been working all the way through, there is no penalty. You just need a letter from your HR department, and it just says that you've been covered that entire time, and there will be no penalty.
So then, you know, if I call you and I'm turning 65, 67, whatever it is, and I'm saying, okay, can we meet? What do we do? What do you need from me? What if I'm coming in to meet you the first time? What do you need documents from me? What kind of information are you looking for to help you guide your to the decision?
First of all, I'm looking for when your start date is.
Right.
When do you start? If you are still working and you don't plan to start, you want to get that process going at least a few months before you actually start to draw on your Medicare.
Right.
And are you drawing Social Security? Are you not? That's one huge question. If you are drawing Social Security prior to turning 65, you don't need to physically apply. They send you that Medicare card automatically. And if you're still working, you can send it back and say, hey, I have other coverage. But if you're not drawing Social Security, when I first started this job 15 years ago, everybody was retiring at 65 because that was your full Social Security. So it was it was always, okay, let's look at our options. Nowadays, with the Social Security being pushed back, you know, they really, a lot of people don't know that you have, the government wants you to do it 3 months in advance because it takes that long for the government to catch up
right.
to anything.
Right. Well, then I'm gonna steal the first, I have a question for you, but I'm going to steal the first answer. You have to come up with a more complicated answer than what. So if you had to give, you know, a Medicare beneficiary one piece of advice outside, because I think you should in any kind of insurance talk to an agent, because they're going to guide you to the right insurance and they're going to guide you through the process. They're going to make sure it got filled out right. If you want to call them 5 years from now, if it's a life insurance plan, you call them. That's what they're there for. I can't iterate that enough, because I don't think people realize. They say, oh, that agent just took my money. No, they're there to work for you indefinitely. You know what I mean? You're there to back them up, help them out, answer questions. I know agents that they're on the phone with the insurance companies constantly advocating for their clients.
That's what I do. I'm an intermediary between the two of you. If something needs to get sent to the company, I'm the person to do it.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times you can get things figured out. You know, maybe something got denied, or maybe they're denying a service, and
yeah,
sometimes your agent can go in there and just fix it for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Or find out what you need to do. But what advice would you give them going into this?
Definitely meet with a local advocate like me.
Right.
Someone who knows exactly, you know, if you say a doctor, I know what that doctor plan, what plans they accept.
So enrollment assistance for sure, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Figure out what prescription plan would be best for you, what your prescriptions are, kind of what your affordability, what's suitable for you. I go through how it all works, but most people figure out really relatively quickly what their income is and what they can afford.
Okay. And then, so what else? Do you do anything education-wise around here?
Or? Yes, I do. I'm starting to do once a month. This last month was my first month doing it, but I'm starting to do it once a month. Education, Medicare workshops. One is in Santa Maria, and that is the last Wednesday of every month in Santa Maria at Crumbles Cafe from 10 to 11. And then the other one, and this is on my events page on my website. And then the other one is in San Luis Obispo at Denny's in SLO from 4:30 to 5:30 on every Friday, the last Friday of every month. I do more North County during the open enrollment time. Okay. And, you know, right now is the time that I figure out where I'm going to be doing it. But I usually do it at the Paso Robles Inn during the open enrollment time. It's generally just a education of all of Medicare. And then we can get together after that and figure out specifically what is going to work for you.
All right. Sorry, I was reading the text. So we say, I'll just read it live here. Medicare Advantage offers BS like free gym memberships at no cost, but crappy coverage, particularly in Slo County. Do you agree with that? Disagree?
I cannot agree with that because I represent every company, and sometimes it works for people. And that's just all I have to say is that the right. doctor that they use is in the network. They accept their insurance. And, you know, some of the Medigap plans have gym memberships along with them, too. That's right. Sometimes.
And I think that's the whole idea is going to see an agent is to discuss these things, see what fits best, because there's a lot of things that come into play.
Yeah. Like United Healthcare, for example, left the county this last year. That was a big deal. That was like 5,000 people without insurance looking to see who's going to accept my plan. And I know if you were on that plan this last year, I know what plan is going to work for you this year. And also, when a plan terminates, like it did this last year with United Healthcare, their HMO Medicare Advantage plan, it allows you to go into if the plan terminates, that allows you to an open enrollment that you can get into a Medigap with no health questions asked. It's okay. called a termination of plan.
Oh, nice.
And that's big. And a lot of people did go to that. Other people went to a different Advantage plan. It just was, you know, it's not a one size fits all. It's
right.
not. You have to look at everything.
Right. And I think, you know, one of the big things for me, and this is what I saw when I was doing insurance, is you go and you listen to these different things. Sometimes this could be a webinar. Sometimes you go to these bigger groups. There's people that come through the counties and they're kind of trying to sell and go. And the problem with that to me is they don't really know what's going on here. We talked about that earlier. And when you call that 800 number, you could be calling Omaha.
Yeah.
They don't know what's happening. They don't know what doctors. They might be able to look some stuff up. But do you want somebody that knows it in and out? You know, I think, you know, and I can't emphasize this enough, and I don't care what insurance it is. I don't care if it's health insurance, medical, or health and medical. I don't care if it's the same thing. But
too.
Life insurance, you know, if having a good agent will save you so much heartache, because this can be overwhelming, especially at the beginning.
Well, this year with the United Healthcare terminating, some people didn't even know that they didn't have insurance. They were going to the doctor and getting these bills that they had never gotten before. But Medicare allowed for a 3-month window. Some companies allowed for a 6-month window where you could get into any plan you wanted, even the Medigap plan. So that was a huge, huge thing in our county this last year.
Well, I'm going to leave off with you. Why don't you tell us how to get a hold of you, what your website is, etc.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you, Eric. This has been a wonderful experience. I so appreciate all the calls. You can go on my website, wecaremedicareplans.com. My phone number is 805-441-9093. You can email me. I can set up a Zoom call with you on my website.
This hour of Sound Off.
Oh, man, we ran out of time. Sorry about that.
Specializing in dryer vent cleaning. Don't overwork your dryer or let your vent start a fire. Contact Dylan at lintpatrolca.com or call 805-975-5176.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.